Wisconsin Women in Conservation is a statewide collaborative effort to bring together women landowners to connect and learn about conservation practices, resources, and funding opportunities. Women landowners are a growing demographic in the state. They make up about 35% of the state's producers, but they've historically been underserved and underrepresented in the media. Wisconsin Women in Conservation aims to change that. Stacy Botsford is joining me today to talk about the organization. She's a first-generation farmer in north central Wisconsin, and she's a Wisconsin Women in Conservation coach. Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
So to get started, how did you get into farming, and what is it like to be a female farmer?
Yeah, so I got into farming because I was looking for a career in which I could feel like I was making a positive difference, a positive impact in our community without sort of being a martyr. I always sort of felt like a lot of the jobs that were do-gooder jobs were at the expense of yourself, but we have this farm here. It's a beautiful place to live and a beautiful place to raise a family. And I like the physical aspect of it. So that's been good for me. I feel like the female part of it hasn't affected me that much. I do remember when I was working, when I first began working on other farms, like getting a job was a little more challenging. I doubt people ask men, can you really lift 50 pounds over and over again, you know, during a phone interview? Or, getting started was a little harder. But once I got started and now that I'm here, I feel like it's been really easy to connect with other female farmers. And we certainly, like, kind of naturally mentor each other. I also think, like, the second I walk in a room with any job that I've almost always had jobs that were like male dominated jobs. And every time I walked into the room, I was always looking for that woman who was here doing the work because I knew that I had more to gain from them than I had to gain from anyone else in the room. So that's why I think this is like a really special thing to be a conservation coach, because this is something I hold dear to my heart. And I think I have some things to share.
Tell me about that. What do you do as a mentor or conservation coach?
Well, mostly we are available. So I think that it's cool to have people who are like in different fields that you can connect with. So I've had people already call me up and say, hey, you know, this is my situation. This is what I have. I contacted you because you seem like you're either in a similar geographical area or maybe you're doing vegetables and I'm really interested in how to, you know, farm better with vegetables. I think that if you looked at all the different coaches, everyone has a bit of their own specialty. And so if anyone is interested, they can contact whoever they think they can connect with the best. And hopefully we're there to help you out.
This summer, Wisconsin Women in Conservation is launching a summer camp lunch series. What can women expect to learn from that?
So we had some preliminary meetings. Just over Zoom, which was kind of cool because it made it so more people could participate. Sometimes it's hard to get an hour off in the middle of the day, but because it was Zoom, we kind of got a lot of people on those meetings and did some surveys about what kind of things our landowners were interested in learning more about. And the most interested topics were increasing pollinator habitat. So that will be something that we'll have some people who know a lot about that talking on May 27th. And then restoring healthy soil. We talked a little bit about that already, and it was such an interesting kind of teaching moment where we had a soil agronomist come out and talk about what you can do with your different soil types. And I thought that was so interesting. That will be June 24th. July 29th, we'll have something about restoring native habitat. So like how to make sure we're getting rid of those invasive species and encouraging native habitat. Kind of goes to me, it really ties back to increasing pollinator habitat as well. And then August 26th, we'll be exploring regenerative agriculture, which that is obviously the thing that I hold the most dear to my heart since we are organic vegetable farmers. So it'll be 1 hour over lunch throughout the summer. Like I said, it's sort of May through August, and it's just a real cool way that people from all over the state can pop in and learn about these really cool topics. In August, hopefully, we're going to start having some in-person meetings, so going to people's farms or going to their land and sort of talking about what they're doing, letting people ask questions more directly. And that should be really fun. I'm excited to get to see people's faces again.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.